Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to improve your life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about visualize your way to success. How to visualize your way to success. What is visualization? Visualization is seeing in your mind's eye, in your subconscious as well as your conscious, yourself succeeding in the areas that you want to succeed in. Actually seeing it in your mind, running it through, playing it over and over so that your subconscious can't tell the difference between fiction and non-fiction. So what you think about becomes your reality. Visualization is all, when I talk to people in my personal life, my day-to-day life, people think that visualization, they mightn't really be into it. They might think it's I don't know, a bit up in the clouds. They think they might have a lot of negative connotations towards it. They think it might be religious, or they think it might be connected to some kind of spirituality that they have a negative connection with that they don't believe in. But if you want to succeed, if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to achieve more abundance in your life, if you want to be happier, if you want to be more successful, if you want to have more financial security, better relationships, if you want to be a better athlete, be better at any sports performance, just overall in any single area of your life, if you want to improve it, visualization is the key. And it's going to be what separates the 1% successful people from the rest of the 99% who don't actually do it. And I strongly believe in it that much, that if you're not doing it, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder for you to succeed. So if I haven't convinced you already, I don't know that I'll ever convince you to visualize. So listen on, I'll tell you exactly how to do it, and I'll tell you exactly what way it's done in order for you to achieve everything that you want to achieve in your life. But first, quick advert. Martial Arts Incorporated, where we specialize in kickboxing and boxing for men, women and children. Private and group training, 7 days a week. We also have over 1,000 video clips on our YouTube channel. So if you want to contact us, feel free to check out our website on www.martialartsinc.com. That's martialartsinc.com. Okay then, so you want to achieve things in your life. Well, hopefully you do, because if you don't, you're listening to the wrong podcast. The Success Sensei is all about us trying to increase our lives in every area. I mean, whatever success means to you, I mean, I know success means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So whatever success means to you, it's not necessarily monetary wealth. It's having an abundance of time, having an abundance of happiness. It may be having an abundance of material possessions. It may be having an abundance of finance. You're having opportunities could be something that makes you something that you consider to be very, very successful. So having abundance, or having the choice of having an abundance and not choosing the abundance, that's success as well. There's so many different definitions of success, but it all boils down to your mind. And unfortunately for all of us, our minds are our weak point. That's probably what lets us down. And if we're being honest, when we're actually have time alone or time with our own thoughts, we can get very negative. We can start running ourselves down. People say that, you know, you're your own worst enemy. And that's very, very true. Personally, when any time, I mean, I know it's no secret now that my background at this stage, I come from many years of martial arts and martial arts competitions in karate, kickboxing and MMA. But basically, every time I stood on the mat or in the cage or in the fighting area, 100% you were going to say to yourself, you know, I didn't train enough. My opponent looks meaner than me. They look stronger than me. They look better than me. They look less anxious than I am. I'm just little old me. How am I going to do it? How am I going to overcome these obstacles? What if I look stupid? What if I get hurt? What if I'm not really what I say I am? Or, you know, this imposter syndrome. It's very, very strong in all of us. So when you're there in those moments, you absolutely will get very negative. You will a negative thought will 100% come into your mind. So that's all of us. That's human nature. That's normal. You know, I understand people say, I've heard it all the time. People say, you know, I don't get nervous. I get excited. Sure, buddy. Yeah. You don't get nervous. You get excited. You're not a normal human being like all of us. Of course you get nervous. Nerves are totally normal. But a way to manage that is visualization. I have never, ever competed without doing the appropriate visualization. If you cannot see it in your mind, if your subconscious doesn't believe that you have the possibility and the chance to succeed the goal that you're after, how the hell are you going to get there? It's going to be very, very difficult. So when you're in those moments, if you've done the appropriate visualization, if you've already run those emotions and those feelings in your mind, it's easier to not let yourself away with that negative self-talk. So again, just using that case example, I'm standing on the mats and I say to myself, I haven't trained enough. In your mind, you have to say to yourself, you know, with all the time I had available and all the opportunity I had available, I definitely trained hard enough. So shut up, Rob, or wherever your name is. You can't let yourself beat yourself down. You can't let yourself away with negative self-talk, negative thoughts. You have to. I know it might sound schizophrenic to actually be answering yourself in your own mind, but it's a process that takes place in your own mind. It's not something that anyone will see. On the exterior, you're going to look really calm. You may even be like me. I manage to look arrogant by default. Even when I'm dying on the inside, I still manage to look like I have really strong self-belief. And that's something that I figured out really early on. So I decided I may as well just go with it and not fight it and not try to tell people I wasn't arrogant, because I just look like that. You know the way some people say they have a resting bitch face? Well, I reckon I might have a resting arrogant face. And at this stage, there's not very much I can do about it. As I said, even when on the inside, I feel I'm dying on the inside and I'm having a right anxiety battle, I seem to come across that I'm totally calm and totally confident. So I may as well run with that. But on the inside, I am answering myself back. I'm not letting myself away with any of that self-talk. And I've got an answer for every negative situation that I actually manage to say to myself. How is that? It's because I've done my appropriate visualization. So if I was coming up for a fight, say, for example, I had an 8-week training camp or a 12-week training camp, if I was particularly out of condition, say if I had a 6-week training camp, it doesn't matter. And you do your physical training every day, pretty much every day. You might do 2s a day, 3s a day, and even killer 4s a day, which are overboard. But anyway, every single day, I would do my visualization work, preferably 2x a day, coming up to something. Do I do it if I don't have something in my life that I'm building up towards? No, I probably don't. I probably should still do it. But I mean, you fall out of the routine of doing these things. So this is specifically if you have a goal in your life. Visualization is basically like meditation, but I don't like using the word meditation because people tie it into all kind of Eastern philosophies that they may not be able to relate to. As I said, meditation and specifically visualization, which is different. There's so many different forms of meditation. There's so many different forms of visualization as well. But the whole purpose of it is not to connect to a higher spirit. If you want to do that, that's totally up to you. It's nothing to do with praying. It's nothing to do with spirituality. It's nothing to do with religion. It's to do with the self. It's to do with bringing your focus back to yourself. It's to do with connecting back to yourself. It's to do with remembering to breathe appropriately. We think that breathing is this automatic thing and we do it right. We actually don't. We're not breathing in and fully inflating our lungs, holding our breath and full exhalations and letting all that breath go. This is not something that we do on a regular basis. And even, you can stop this if you want and give it a go now or do it while you're listening to me. But even if you do a massive inhalation, say 3-second one. So we'll say a 3-second one. We won't go overboard. Three, in for three, one, two, three. So in. Hold for three. Hold. And out for three. Now do that 3 times in a row and feel the difference instantly. Don't tell me you felt nothing. Don't tell me that your nasal passages weren't cleared. Don't tell me that you actually feel a little bit better and all we did was breathe. So that's a very much a part of the process before you start your visualization. It is easier to do it with your eyes closed. So pick a spot that you feel safe. Your bedroom is fine. The problem with doing visualization before you go to bed at night is that you fall asleep and you don't actually achieve what you wanted to achieve. So you might want to do it during the day or even in the morning. You know, you could do it at night as well if you're an insomniac and you have difficulty sleeping. But if you do it at night, you might fall asleep. So sitting is generally better than lying down because, again, you'll be prone to falling asleep. You're not meant to, if we're being strict, you're not meant to cross arms or cross legs only because it can stop circulation a little bit and just restrict flow. You want everything to be, you want to be sitting upright and you want to have your hands on your thighs, your feet together, and you close your eyes and you concentrate on your breathing in through your nose, hold, out through your mouth. I hope you're not doing it now if you're driving or if you're doing anything important or are using heavy machinery. Please don't be doing this. So just listen to it first and then you can try it yourself. Then what you do is you start thinking about your goals, whatever it is. As I said, I don't care if it's a material possession. I don't care if it's a sporting or athletic endeavor. I don't care if it's relationship goals. I don't care if it's happiness. Try to make it though about yourself. Like when I said relationship goals, if you're trying to force visualization on other people or it's based on other people's reactions and other people's thoughts and other people's feelings, you're setting yourself up for failure. It needs to be 100% stuff that you can control and you can envision in your own life. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So don't have any kind of a goal that's based on other people. Have it based on yourself. A quick personal example. Say if I had a combination or a technique that I was working on, martial arts, MMA, karate, it doesn't matter. Say I had one and my goal was to, you know, do this special technique or do a special kick. Keep it simple. Do a special kick and land it on, I want to hit my opponent's head. I want to kick them in the head. I want to get this jumping, spinning roundhouse kick and I want to land my opponent's head. Now, the problem with that goal is, if my opponent has different ideas, so this is in training now we're talking about. So my opponent has different ideas. They will probably not want me to land on their head. So they will move. They will get out of the way. They will try to evade. So I can run with that goal, but I do set myself up for failure based on my opponent's reactions, my opponent's feelings, my opponent's thoughts. Or I can reframe my goal and simply remember to try to do it and attempt to do it. So my goal is not based on the outcome of it landing on my opponent's head, which is to do it my opponent. It's actually based on me remembering to do it within the moment and actually doing it or attempting to do it. So if it lands, that's super. But if it doesn't, I've still achieved my objective. And it's a healthier way of framing your goals. So you're here, you're now sitting down, hands on your thighs, feet are together. You've done your breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and you're now seeing yourself perform, or you're seeing yourself having, or you're seeing yourself being exactly how you wish it to be for yourself, or how it to work out, or how you wish something to play. Now, this should be a very positive exercise. This should be very different from all the negative self-doubt and all the negative internal self-talk. This should be a very, very different process. You should be enjoying this. This should be seeing yourself achieving your goal. Seeing yourself and be in the moment. See what you're wearing. Smell the smells if you can get that far. Think the thoughts that you're going to think. If you think any negative thoughts, make sure you combat those. Don't let yourself away with it. Don't let yourself away with tearing yourself down. You wouldn't take it from other people, so you can't let yourself do it. See yourself run it through over and over again, whether it's achieving something, being something, having something. Now keep in mind with this process, there's many times I've done this process and I've actually realized that the goal I thought I wanted, I actually didn't really want. In my heart, in my soul, in my mind, in my being, I actually realized I didn't really, or it might have been an ego-driven goal that I just couldn't justify, that it turned out I actually didn't really want anyway. I was trying to impress somebody else, or I was trying to connect it with other things that actually really deep down wasn't that important to me. So if that happens to you, well, that's great, because you just saved yourself a lot of hassle, a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of money trying to do something or have something that you actually didn't really want in the first place. So if that happens, that's super. If it's a genuine goal, if it's a genuine thing that you want, you'll associate all of the positive feelings. You'll see yourself. You have to be able to see yourself achieving this. Now, run this drill as often as you can within that moment. I mean, a visualization exercise shouldn't be so long that you're dreading it. You can do it in 5 minutes. You can do it in 10 minutes. It should be a regular thing. Make sure you completely relax your body. Make sure that if your mind strays off to other subjects, you just refocus back to your specific objective at hand. And that is that this exercise. I mean, letting your mind roam free, that's completely different drill. That's a little bit more, that's more visualization or meditation for somebody who finds that their mind is too cluttered with information. So this right now, focus, visualize and exactly what you want to achieve. You can throw in affirmations. I'm not a huge believer in affirmations, because even when I'm by myself, if I'm saying things out loud, I feel stupid. But that's just me. Affirmations are really, really good. I'd say them in my mind, certainly. But as I said, even if I'm by myself in a room, I might feel slightly stupid. But that's totally down to you. That's totally down to you. It might be silly of me, but that's just, I know what works for me and I know it doesn't work for me. But affirmations in my mind are certainly very, very powerful. So if you can add certain statements and certain phrases and step out of yourself emotionally, that's what this exercise is for. You know, when someone comes to you with a problem and you're able to give them really good advice, but when you have the same problem or similar problem, it's very, very hard to detach yourself and to actually give yourself the advice that you need, because generally we all have the answers within ourselves already. It's just being able to emotionally detach and access those correct and be able to be our own senseis and be able to be our own gurus. You know, you don't need a guru or a class or a group to be able to practice your own visualization. It's your mind. It's already in you already. It's a fascinating computer. You don't need an instruction manual. You can figure it out as you go along. Sure, you can sign up. You can throw money at classes and gurus and to figure out how to do all this kind of stuff. But it's in you already. Practice it yourself first. You're not doing anything dangerous or anything crazy. You're just sitting down, relaxing, breathing, and concentrating on what you want to achieve. So if you have your goals written down on paper, and if you're doing your visualization, and you're actually seeing yourself achieving those goals, you're going to have a way higher statistic of being able to achieve them. And you're going to be way ahead of people. People know that they should do it, but still probably only 1% do it. And why is it a coincidence that those 1% that keep goals and do visualization happen to be some of the most successful people in the world? I don't think it is. People can think, and throughout the years, I thought anytime the subject came up, they thought I was crazy. But I mean, I think it's crazy if you're not using, I've said the word that many times now, I'm actually tripping myself up and confusing myself. But I think you're crazy if you're not using visualization exercises on a daily basis. So it's the opposite to the way people think it might be weird using it, and that's fine. But if you want to be successful, and you want to be very successful, and you have your goals, and you want to stay motivated, and you want to, you know, keep your ambitions strong, and you want to be focused towards what you want to do, it's essential that you do it. So people can think it's weird all they like. It's weird if you're not actually doing it. It's a super way to de-stress, it's a super way to relax your mind, and it's a super way to energize yourself for, you know, the coming day or your coming weeks or and to settle yourself. If you're worried about any anxiety that's connected to a large goal, which is generally always the case. If you have anything that you want to achieve, it generally makes you nervous, it generally gives you anxiety. That's the whole reason why it's a large goal in the first place. I never competed without using visualization. And it happened very, very early on for very, very simple reasons and obvious reasons. And that is that competing was very daunting. Even as a boy, when I started competing as a young boy in karate, the competitions were a round robin system. So what that means is if there were 16 fighters, now keep in mind, you're looking at everybody, you're one of 16 fighters. This is only a rough number, just so as you get the idea of what I mean. The 16 fighters, and you see them all warming up, they're all in the same area waiting to fight, and you're looking at all those 16 fighters, and you're saying to yourself, how can I beat and be better than every single one of those to win? Because what happens is, as soon as you lose a fight in that type of a system, you're gone. That's it. You're out. There's no second chance. There's no, I'll have another fight. It's round robin. So as soon as you lose, you're gone. So you have to win. So in other words, you have to be better than everybody in that division to be able to win the competition. So you're seeing 15 other young boys, if you're a child, or young girls. And if you're an adult, I think it's actually even worse, because I think the kids are a little bit more fearless and don't suffer the same stress and nerves as adults can do, because our minds aren't as active as ours are, and they haven't been as jaded by life, and they're not as cynical. So I actually think they've a little bit more of a chance mentally to overcome the odds. So imagine you're there, there's 15 other fighters. They're all looking good. They're all warming up. You're there trying to look the part. Nervous as hell inside, thinking, sure, how in hell would I be able to beat every one of these? And how could I be better than it? Your subconscious might not even believe that you're better, or that you have the chance. So you have to know, you have to know that you have the ability to beat absolutely anyone that steps in front of you at a time. And that's all you have to worry about, because you don't have to fight them all in one go. You'd have to compete against them one at a time. So you'd have to convince yourself in your visualization process that you have the ability to beat, including people who may be better than you. But if conditions are perfect, if they're not at their best and you're at your best, you can beat absolutely anybody that stands in front of you at any moment in time. And you only have to focus on one person at a time. So you have to do that preparation in your mind beforehand. So when you're actually standing there, or you're warming up in the competition, you've already felt the nerves with your visualization. You've already sensed what it's going to feel like. You've already established the negative self-talk you're probably going to say to yourself, and you already have the answers. So you go there, and it's just a process. You know that that's how you're going to feel. You have already accepted it. You're not going to let it drag you down or worry you. You already have the answers that you're going to say to yourself, that you only have to focus again, you know, yourself one fight at a time. And you know you have the ability, because everyone has the ability to beat everybody technically. So that's not really a hard sell to yourself. It's not really hard to convince your subconscious of that, especially if you are actually training hard. And then you remember that you've done your hard training. You showed up all the times you had to show up, and you don't give yourself reasons. That's why preparation is important. You don't give yourself reasons to be allowed to give yourself any negative self-speak, so you can't actually let yourself away with it. So visualization, without that process, you'd be walking into that scenario and it would be a hell of a lot more daunting. And that's the difference between, you know, someone that's very focused to achieve and somebody that's the just taking part mindset. I talked about it before, it's not just about taking part. If you're looking to succeed, it's not. And if you're looking to be a winner, you're looking to achieve as much success or happiness, it isn't just the taking part, unfortunately. It isn't. You have to be more focused than that. You can listen to that other podcast and let me know your thoughts. It's not as negative as it might sound. But if you're going to actually enter the competition and actively try to win the competition, you have to see yourself in your visualization process beforehand, yourself actually achieving that task, and seeing yourself perform exactly how you wish to perform, and run that so often, do it so daily, that it becomes just a natural given, that your subconscious just accepts it, and ultimately your conscious does, and ultimately your body performs exactly as you wish it to perform. Because when we're in heightened situations of stress and of nerves and of loads of adrenaline, which is basically, remember, every large goal you're ever going to go for, our mind doesn't work the same way. We actually bypass our mind a little bit. So in order to be able to perform even the most basic functions as you wish to perform them, you need to run that process in your mind so often that it's an automatic process. Like tying your shoelaces. You don't think about tying your shoelaces. Like driving, a lot of the time, we can listen to the radio, we can think, we can do all kinds of things while we're driving. We don't actually mechanically think of the process. Like, that's the difference between good dancers But I can't believe I'm giving dancing instruction, because I'm not a dancer, although I did a bit of break dancing back in my time. But anyway, to be a good dancer, if you're watching any of these many dance shows that my wife Louise is addicted to, if you're watching any of the dance, a good dancer is somebody that makes it automatic. If it's mechanical, if you're actually thinking about the process, it doesn't work and it's not going to be right. So you're like, dance, how did I get into dancing? Well, martial arts, I suppose, is connections, dancing, martial arts. But to achieve any goal, it has to be automatic, so that you're not setting yourself up for failure, relying on your brain when your brain is going to let you down. They reckon that when you're in, again, martial arts, for example, when you're in that type of a heightened situation, you lose a lot of your finer skills. Your gross motor skills, yes, but your pinpoint finer skills go out the window with adrenaline and with nerves. And that's why you tense up, obviously, and you know the adrenaline surges through your system. So you might lose your fine motor skills and you'll still have your gross motor skills. And if you've trained enough, physical training and the mental training we're talking about, it will enable you to succeed when your brain is actually technically going to let you down. So as I said before, you don't need a guru, you don't need a class. This stuff is already within you. So have a play with it. Think about what you want to do. Sit down, do your visualization, set it, and be a master of your own mind. Set it out for yourself and do it exactly what ways suit yourself. It's great for relaxation, it's great for stress, and it's great to energize. I guarantee you're going to feel better for the day. I guarantee you're going to feel more confident, which is what it's all about at the end of the day. We all have our masks on and our fronts on and pretending to be confident. And inside, we're all small boys and small girls and have many bouts of underconfidence. So it's very important for true confidence, not fake and not arrogance. For true confidence, you do your visualization and you set yourself up for life and for all the goals that you want to achieve. And I wish you all the best, and I would love to hear from you. And make sure, please, we're now on iTunes, so subscribe, like, follow Podbean. We have our YouTube podcast channel now as well, Success Sensei, and I haven't got around to the website, but I'll get there. Slowly but surely, we'll get the website done shortly. Thank you very much for listening. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.